Management Studios. This is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Live Financial Talk Radio. Hey, by the way, I am Gregory. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a fun evening. We're going to talk about money, maybe your money, if you call in and share with us, ask a question, maybe look for guidance. Maybe you want to know when my next upcoming event is. Maybe you want our take on the big news that broke early morning. Give us a call. Live Talk Radio, 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker, and we're going to answer an important question for you this show as well. How can you access cash in your life insurance policy without dying? That's one heck of a caveat. But while you're still alive and kicking and breathing, there are ways you can get to that money. We'll talk about that in a second. But Gregory, that the top story of the day is a financial story. They may act like it's some geopolitical diplomacy, you know, foreign policy story, but this is all based in economics. The reason why a 70-year detente in the Korean Peninsula may be coming to an end is all based on money.
You know, and look, there's one key thing, and people were kind of bent over. What? Our readiness is going to drop. We're not going to be able to practice war games over there, put our fleet out there floating around and pretend to shoot at something. Look, here's the truth. We weren't going to, oh my gosh, he's being bad. We're going to have to go blow him up. Send the fleet over there. No, we're quite ready to send the bombers and missiles with precision hits without sending the fleet out there. Really, you think about that.
We're just as ready.
That's
fine.
So you want us to stop doing that? Okay, since you're going to denuclearize, we'll stop the war games. Really?
Well, we got amazing concessions before they sat out.
When we went into Iraq, were we really running full-scale war games with 250,000 troops right there in Saudi Arabia or out in the water?
No.
No, we just sent the bombers over and then said, okay, we got to get the troops ready to march in there. Look. And did we do war games for Afghanistan?
Did we
practice taking mountains?
Would you have to go back to the Old Testament to practice that?
Okay, my point's made. I thought it came out much better than I thought. I thought this would kind of be, after an hour, that Trump come out and say, look, there's no need for the rest of the teams coming in here. This isn't going to go anywhere. That's actually kind of how I thought it would go, and then go back, and then they'd do it again in 90 days or 6 months. After North Korea's even more short of money.
When Reagan walked away at Reykjavik from the conference with Gorbachev, I thought there was a good chance something like that would happen. They'd go down, they'd sit at a table, they wouldn't even have the beginnings of a conversation, and it'd be split off within an hour or so. I thought that could have happened. I also thought, and there was a little kernel in the back of my head, this is the farthest this kid's ever gone from North Korea, and it really wasn't until, this year or last year that he's ever even left North Korea. The supreme leader of North Korea hasn't left since his grandfather during the Korean War.
Well, think about it. First, he walks across to South Korea, not once but twice, and what bad things happened to him? And then he travels outside, goes to Singapore, stays at this $6 billion resort, casino, people having fun. And I'm thinking the poor guy, he's got to go back home.
Yeah.
He doesn't live like this there.
Here's the deal, though. It wasn't that long ago that he made the first trip to China when he went over to Beijing. And that was the first time that he had left the Korean Peninsula. A Korean leader left the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah. And I've not been over there and how that goes, but it's not Singapore.
No. But okay. The point is, when you go, that's only a train ride away. That's like driving from here to like Pensacola. However, if you were to go to Singapore, you have to get in the air, you have to leave the ground, you have to go all the way down. There was a significant concern that the second that plane takes off, whatever's going on back in North Korea, coup d'etat, he's out of power while he's out of the country, all the other generals lock him out, he's just a kid anyway, and without their help, he can't get back in the country, he'll just exile somewhere. And
well, I guess it's not that bad for him back home, as far as leadership.
That's a lesson we learned today. And I'm actually surprised myself on how sort of excited I was. You know, I finished all my work last night, and I looked up at the TV, and they were covering it. I watched that stuff until 12:30 last night, Gregory. I watched it until after they came out, and they did the sign-in statements, and they answered a few questions. This is a big deal.
Man, I couldn't hang. I was falling asleep sitting in the chair. As much as I'd like to watch a little bit more, I was dozing, and I sure couldn't have hung till the big news broke and they're signing documents. That still amazes me. And I think what the fellow wants is an economy. He wants to have money and wants to have an economy. He wants Singapore.
Yes, that's what makes this a financial story. This is nothing less than an economic situation we're dealing with, because I heard two people say exactly what you said on yesterday's show. Trump's going to take him to a beach and be like, man, sure is a nice beach you got here in North Korea. Too bad there's not a gigantic resort on it. We could have some really nice condos over the hill. First person that I heard say that besides you was Donald Trump last night at the press conference. Donald Trump said that. He said, I showed him the beach. And he said, man, this would be a great place for some condos. You sure you don't want to develop some of this? That'd be nice if we could do something like that.
Yeah.
Donald Trump said that after you said it, and then someone else parroted him on Fox Business today.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've thought for a couple months. That's what this is coming to. And guess who's his guide to having an economy?
Donald Trump? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's what he does.
Here's another funny thing is, like it or not, Dennis Rodman has been fairly instrumental in fostering this friendship and this new relationship between the United States and North Korea. And how did, of all people, Donald Trump, like it or hate him, he is kind of a bombastic, egotistical, and sort of a cartoon character of Americana. How did him and Dennis Rodman succeed in this 70-year record of failure, where all these, like the last four presidents we have were fell out the Ivy League, and you've had all these other geniuses and these generals and all these supposed world leaders and eggheads and brainiacs, and Dennis Rodman and Donald Trump are the ones solving this problem finally? What's the point of the Ivy League? How bad is that system?
I don't know. Do we always need politicians in office leading? And look, you're going to see more business people get involved, whether that's right or wrong. It's no different than, well, let's get the politicians back involved. Right or wrong, you're always going to have them, but you're going to have business people start stepping up saying, you know what, I'm the one that needs to be doing this job. I can make a difference. And it's going to cause people to think differently. And I can't say that's a bad thing if you get a business influence, because this surely is a businessman's take, not a politician's.
Do you mind if I take an overly optimistic step forward here?
Okay.
So let's say we're right and this is all economic, and Kim Jong-un says, you know what, I'm gonna open up trade, I'm gonna open up the borders, I'm gonna open up all these regulations, we're gonna have some businesses, we're gonna be making some widgets, we're gonna have some imports and exports, we're gonna build some good old ports, this is gonna be great. And North Korea, the only place they have to go but up is up, so they're gonna be an economic success story. What does that do if you're in Iran right now and you're the great people of Iran, and you look over and you say, hey, if we can end all this hostility to the West, we can have that sort of economic flourishing. We can have that sort of development, because all we've been doing is going backwards since 1979 in Iran. And you see these other countries, they will want to follow that model.
Yeah. Why not have electricity across your country? Why not have commerce? Why not have some commerce?
Mm-hmm.
Why not have like what you stayed at in Singapore? You know, what's the benefit, I think, is he is 30-something, not in his late 60s, taking over and just setting his ways. And, you know, he's tired and beat down, and we're just going to rule with a fist and kill anybody that blinks at him. You know, but he's a young guy, and actually – he could succeed as a dictator. Why not be an awesome one? Since that's what he's going to be, and it's going to stay that way, obviously. We're going to agree not to go blow him up. And why not change everything for the positive and be really remembered for something in his homeland? Why not?
This could start a chain reaction, though, because if you're in Rwanda or Zimbabwe or Venezuela, you're like, why don't we try that?
Well, you could also, there's another huge example, and nobody ever thought this possible, but China has a dictator.
He's
leader of the party there, which is the only party as long as he lives. They just did that. He's the guy from now on. Yet they have growing cities. They build empty cities. They've got casinos. People come and go. Why not? It has been done on a much larger scale.
Yeah, I'm more convinced this is all about dollars and cents.
And then we don't have to spend money trying to defense him, because there's no reason to defense. He can make stuff cheap for us, too.
Yeah, just think of what would happen if the whole world gets on board with this, though. I mean, we could have just a resurgence of global economic growth. Not just us carrying the entire world, but we're going to see some people who are on the lowest end of the scale move out of that pretty soon. That's huge stuff. What, isn't that the lowest end? It's them and Haiti.
I don't know. I was thinking, I heard some comments from Pelosi today, something about him giving equal stage or whatever. Really, you think?
What, it's not like he sat through a baseball game with him.
No, I think the young fellow's pretty intimidated as it was.
Yeah.
This is not his normal world. Okay, yeah, he did some good negotiating. He's well-educated. I'm sure he is. But let's see, when was the first time he left that country since he was a ruler?
Beijing a few months ago, yeah. Or walking to the DMZ.
Yeah, so there you go.
Amazing stuff. All right, now, Gregory, this has come up a few times, so we're just going to address it on the show in the next segment. How you can access cash in your life insurance policy before you meet Jesus. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, Hall of Fame financial advisor across the table from me. Would love to help you out with your issues. 504-260-0995, or you can text or call via the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at SpectacularTubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Couples can boost their Social Security checks with planning. Each day you delay claiming your benefits past your normal retirement age, your benefit ticks up another 8%. And in the event of a spouse's death, the surviving spouse can take the higher of her own benefit or that of the deceased spouse's benefit. See, if the husband claims early, then dies first, effectively, he's shortchanged his wife's survival benefit. Instead, the husband should delay his claim, so if the wife can claim the highest possible benefit for the rest of her life, if the wife dies first, the husband simply keeps his own benefit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. You can participate. Gosh, I've got a whole bunch of downloads from the Winning at Life app. We've got a question regarding subject matter on Saturday's show. And we've had questions about the 60-day rollover rule. And James is picking up a topic that he said we talked about yesterday, so we'll roll with that as well. 504-260-0995. You can download the Winning at Life app, which we've had a whole bunch of these downloads. Let me just...
It was a busy weekend, too, for the app downloads.
Yeah, I'm going through some of those. Sanju, Dion.
Hey, Sanju.
John,
hey, Dion.
Jim, Shayla, Craig, Mark, Jim, Doffy, Wayne, Nicole, Celeste, Chris, Noah. And Noah sent us a question. Last night, and he sent this over 2:30 today, so, well, actually 2:07 p.m. today, and he said, last night, y'all were talking about Saturday. You discussed rental properties and whether to LLC them and what happens when you do that. I was just looking for the podcast date so I can go back and listen. Do we have Saturday's podcast up?
Yeah, it's the day on that is June 9th is how that's set up.
So it may not have been loaded when he looked for it, but it is there now. That was pretty good, 3 hours. How do we have it broken up?
Well, what we have is we have it crammed down to about an hour and a half. If you take out... you know, like some of the news breaks and you take out some of the other things that just go along with show elements. That's about how we've got it crammed down. And I believe you're looking for Bruce's call that was in the first hour. So it will be in the first third of the show is where that conversation started. But there was also some good stuff that I encourage you to listen to. About 40 minutes into the podcast is when Wes Blanchard joins us. And he's our estate planning attorney. And he had a lot of good legal input on the topic as well. And then when we had a follow-up call while he was with us, you'll want to hear that too. And that's around the 60-minute mark on the podcast.
Pretty good topic along with that was insurance on rental properties. Is that part of that hour and a half or is that broken out elsewhere?
That's in there. A lot of that was a recap of we had from a caller on the show earlier during the week. So we did cover that, and then we also had another great follow-up call from a woman, I forgot her name, but she asked how that compared to her putting her house in a trust, because she is more concerned about the estate planning aspect of it and how the taxes and the insurance would be affected if you put your house in a trust versus an LLC, and should you only can you put your primary residence in an LLC, or just do you want to put rent houses in an LLC, or do you want to put rent houses in a trust or just primary house in a trust? I mean, we covered so much ground with that. It's really just a stellar show we did on Saturday. That where else do you get it? I mean, how many times do we have to say that about this show, but where else do you get a good rundown like that?
Download the Winning at Life app. It's real easy. Just go to your app store and type in Winning at Life. Somehow you forget that. You could type in Gregory Ricks, and it's going to lead you to the same place. And yesterday was our 8th year anniversary completed of doing this show. So if you want content, you've came to the right place.
Well, you will never run out of it.
504-260-0995. So I'm glad Noah's question was pretty easy to answer. Yeah, we gave him a long answer in that case.
All right, are we through the text questions over there?
Yeah, now I'm getting a whole bunch of Instagrams. It's at Gregory Ricks, by the way, Facebook, and some of these other, I can't remember all of them.
It's all connected on the app.
Yeah, we do it, you know, through the app, leads you to all these places, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so forth and more.
Yeah, Periscope, Podomatic, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we're on live. You could watch us live radio. Like a TV show. Now we're, you know, if we could just get one of those deals on Netflix to air our radio show, they might pay us what? We should be able to get a deal like some other famous people, like $50 million, you know?
Yeah, I was going at least $60
million. Okay, I might have been going a little bit low. Okay, we'll see what we can do.
If only you were a good negotiator. All right. Let's talk about being able to access cash from an insurance policy. Is it time for that yet?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a few reasons why you would want to do it. And if you have an emergency, or if you need to make a large purchase, you know, if you need to fix your roof, or you have a medical condition, jeepers, you got to pay for a surgery, you know, that kind of seems like an obvious reason to dip into it. But accessing cash from an insurance policy has another little advantage, that you might not have to pay taxes on the amount that you get depending on the exact type of policy. And when you put it like that, certain ears perk up and you say, well, then why do we just use this for emergencies? Why can't we just structure maybe just some income? Maybe want that cash on a monthly basis and we can spread it out, or... You know, there's a lot more options there than just the emergency pick.
Well, it depends on the type of life insurance that you're using. So you're going to need to not be in term insurance if you're wanting a cash buildup. So in one sense, to understand how does a universal policy work, and it's kind of technically known as flexible premium adjustable life insurance. So it flexes if you can get that, meaning the length of coverage could be a moving number depending on how much cash you're feeding into it. To build cash, you have to put in more than what the mortality costs are. What is the mortality cost? Well, that's the death insurance that you're buying. And if you put more over time than what you're paying out in the mortality cost,
you're building up for that. Totally worked when you did it.
You're building up cash. And that's really where I like to, if I'm drawing it out, sitting across the table, I'm drawing a bucket with a handle on it, flipped over on the side. Then I'm showing contributions going in with a dollar sign, money going in. And then I'll draw a scooper with a handle on the other side, showing that naming that's mortality cost coming out. Then you'll have a little air up arrow. There'll be some fees as well. And then go back to the other side where the dollars are going in. I'll show an interest sign with interest going in. And then in the bucket, I'll draw a level showing water, like it's in the ocean, kind of wavy. But, you know, unless you're moving the bucket, or if you're leaving the bucket still, it's probably not moving. But they kind of get that when I do the wavy sign there. And this works well as long as there's cash in there and it continues. But you could also be premium designed as such that it bills for a period of time, then it starts drawing down because mortality costs can be higher than the money going in. Or if you've stopped pulling the money in, it's pulling down on the water inside or the cash inside. So when we're doing that, you know, some of the drawdown could be because you've accessed the money. You've borrowed some of the money out, made a withdrawal on that. If you're kind of saying, oh, I don't need this anymore, but I want that $10,000, you could liquidate the account by canceling it as well. There's some other ways on these policies have riders, and I'm going to circle back around to what we were talking about with some other ways to do that. But you could have terminal illness rider, meaning if you become, you know, doctor says, I'm sorry, James, bad news. You got 6 months to live. And then James says, well, hold on a moment. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Can you show me the proof? Yeah, show me. Okay, I got to go now. Well, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go get me some money out of my life insurance. Why? You've got a terminal illness rider. You can get some of that money before you die. Actually, a pretty good sized chunk of it, depending on how it's set up. And then, of course, the balance pays to the beneficiary. So you don't have to exactly die to get the money. And some of these could be built for other purposes as well.
Right. And, you know, before I learned the nuance of some of this stuff, I should say before I was on this show, I knew that you could take a life insurance policy and cash it out. I knew that you could take a life insurance policy in some instances and sell it to someone else. I had heard you could take out a loan against it, but I didn't really know the facets of how that worked. I didn't know if you were actually taking the money out or you're just using it as collateral and the actual money is coming elsewhere. But when you see how flexible these plans are, and if you find someone that's working with these things that really knows the ins and outs, these can be some really powerful tools that I don't think most people even know they have these options.
Well, let's talk about some other things you can do with this when we come back from the break.
All right, you got any questions about life insurance or anything else financially related? 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney, offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So many times investors are emotional and they just keep holding on with the hope that it's going to come back. And that's just like in 08, riding that market down, then you've got to take 5 years for it to get back healthy.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A green light for AT&T to purchase Time Warner. The Trump administration sued to stop the transaction, claiming the $85 billion buyout would violate federal antitrust laws and hurt competition. A federal judge today saying that deal could move forward.
He said the government failed to meet its burden of proof and advised them not to appeal.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un getting reaction around the globe.
Britain's foreign secretary describing the meeting as an important step, but saying there is much work still to be done. The South Korean president's office calling the summit a great victory, although it has so far refused to comment on President Trump's surprise announcement that he's halting joint military exercises with South Korea. That pledge has been welcomed by Russia.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
This is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. We've got a caller coming up. You could join them as well. I am your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We are talking money. We started the show by talking money. We're going to do it in this segment. And in the last segment after the next break, we're going to talk about money as well. We're going to continue that conversation about how can you get money out of your life insurance, and there's some creative things. There's one really awesome thing about life insurance that most of you probably don't understand, but I'm going to help you with that in a moment. 504-260-0995.
Keith, Pearl River, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Keith?
Yes, I was calling about the, y'all said something about barring against the life insurance policy. And I've heard of that, but I have never known how to do that or, you know, how is it certain policies that you can borrow from or is it just about any life insurance policy that you pull?
Commonly, it's going to be a what's called a cash value life insurance policy, which could be universal life. Indexed universal life. It could be whole life. It could even be variable life. I'm not a fan of variables, you heard what it did to James. It like runs shivers through him. But if it's building up cash and has cash value in it, you are able to borrow that money out of it.
Okay. All right.
You know,
and how would you find that out? Would you like be able to call the life insurer to find that out or the company?
Yeah, well, you should be getting a notice at least once a year, report or statement on your life insurance policy if it's a policy.
Yeah.
You can call the company service center. I always like calling them, even when we're helping a client and they've got the policy elsewhere. If they've got questions, we just hold on. Let's call them and ask them some questions. They'll tell you what's going on out there. They're probably going to charge you an interest to do so And remember, it's going to reduce your death benefit by the amount that you've borrowed out of the policy. And if you don't pay them back, they'll keep tacking on interest, which could cause it to dry up like one of those lake beds in California I was reading about over the weekend. It'd just be a old empty, dusty policy if it dries up, because then it doesn't provide a death benefit anymore.
Well, that's all I have, and I appreciate it. I love listening to your show.
Hey, thanks for calling, and we appreciate you listening. You've helped us make it 8 years.
Thank you.
Keith, you're absolutely on topic, too, so it couldn't have been better. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
So, that's some of the stuff I was going to cover there. Keith got it, though. But
yeah, and it's an important thing to understand. You can borrow the money out, but it is going to reduce the death benefit. It's going to reduce the cash value that's in there. It's going to cause interest to be added if you're not paying the interest. So if you have borrowed money out of a policy, there's one thing I suggest you do, and that's request an illustration. Because the one you originally received with the policy, which tells how the policy's forecast to run from now on. And if you've made changes to it, say you're paying a different premium, like a universal life, or you've changed, requested them to lower the face amount, or you've borrowed money, I would want, depending on how that's gone and whether or not you've paid it back, I would want them to run a new illustration going forward so you know what this policy's going to do, such as if it's going to run out of cash at some point. Is that the way you want it to go? You've got decisions to make. Well, I don't want it to dry up the rest of the money. I'd like to have that money. I don't think I need the insurance, so you may want to discontinue it. But if you're married and your wife's the beneficiary, you might want to have a discussion with her on all aspects of this policy, because if something happens to you, she and the kids are the one needing that money. And when it's all said and done, you never have enough coverage.
Well, there's a common scenario that has happened on the show where people have been doing the right thing and they've been funding these policies, and then they look around and they're 65, they're 70 years old, and their kids are grown. In fact, their grandkids are about grown, and they ask themselves the question, do I really need life insurance anymore? The rest of my finances are so that my spouse will be fine if something happens to me. What do you recommend? Do you recommend they cash that sucker out or sell it or devolve it?
Situations are always different. Sometimes it's a discussion when somebody has $25,000 in cash and they know that on a universal life, and the mortality's gotten higher than the premiums, and they see it backing down a little bit each year, and they'll ask, well, what should we do? Well, if the question is correlated to their overall portfolio, that let's say they have $700,000 in their 401k or now in their IRA because they rolled it over, a couple hundred thousand in non-qualified, $50,000 in emergency savings, and they've got this $150,000 policy that has $20,000 remaining in it. What do we do? Well, one of the things I suggest they do is the first part of the conversation is get an illustration so we see how this is going to play out. Then I help them have a discussion, and this is both the husband and wife, is the need of insurance. What are we needing this for? When you took this out 25 years ago, what were the reasons? Are those reasons the same now? Or they may decide, gosh, we really don't need it. Well, if it's on him, I look at her and say, what do you think the purpose of this life insurance is? Because what I'll do is help them with the math. I will not make that decision. A dump truck runs over Jim next month, and I told her, oh, you don't need that, cancel it. She's going to be short if it was $20,000 in cash value she gets out. And how much did I say the coverage was?
$150,000.
Well, she's short $130,000. I'm not making that decision, but I'm going to help them with the questions and help them have a discussion about that and the purposes of that. Sometimes, recently I had a gentleman, he's going to retire here in a few years, and sitting down doing a review, and looking there, and I said, well, these cash values in your life insurance, is this accurate? He says, no, it's a little bit more than that. It's not 250, it's 280,000 in cash inside of that policy. I said, well, what's the purpose of this now? He said, I don't know. I've had it a long time, and he has a good bit of money as well. I said, have you ever thought about this as a source of income? You know, sometimes the reason to have a review and talk about these policies is you took it out 25 years ago or 30, or it could be 20. You know what? Mortality rates were different. They were more expensive then and today. So one of the things you might want to look at, if we did a conversion to another policy, would the math improve for you? And then some of that, could we structure this as an income tool? Now, back to that point I wanted to share with everybody, and we're coming up on a break here in about 2 minutes. One of the most awesome things about life insurance is just one magical thing the IRS has allowed. The death benefit it pays is tax-free. Imagine that. You can go buy hundreds of thousands of life insurance for nickels and quarters and dollars, but small compared to what you can buy, especially when you're young. And you pass, and it pays your wife $750,000. And how much does the IRS get of that?
Zero.
Zero. Nothing whatsoever. So let's switch the example. What if you've built up a whole bunch of cash value? Let's say you put in $50,000 in premiums, and now you have $100,000 in cash value. And you want to start taking that out. And let's say you take most of it out and you die. So you had $50,000 in gains taken out of that policy. Plus you took out a good bit of the principal as well. So how much of that is taxable at death? Because you had $50,000 in profit.
Still,
I tell you
enough.
What, we're gonna do what those TV shows do. We're going to answer that when we come back from the break.
All right, the brutal cliffhanger continues. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And I feel like what I learned to do over the years, the education piece, the options piece, and not always being about the sale. When everybody out there is talking about different programs, we don't talk about it. We like to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So what we're doing is we back and we stand behind. When I say we want to put everybody in a home, this is proof of it, and that's why we're doing it.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRN. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? offices in Metairie, and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
A lot of folks don't necessarily realize that if you're receiving Social Security, whether it's disability Social Security or retirement Social Security, once it's turned on, people don't realize that that Social Security check you receive the month of death has to be returned to Social Security. It's kind of a surprise. So, yeah, that $2,000 check has to go back. Or in grandmother's case, that's something I mentioned to mom, and she was unaware of. She said, oh, no, we don't have to give that back. Yeah, they're going to get it back. You got to live the whole entire month to keep that check.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Ain't it fun?
Winning at Life.
I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. 504-260-0995. We've had a number of downloads here in the last few minutes. Let's see. Donna. We've got Darren. And Donna also shot over a question. Donna, we're actually working on it. Here's what Donna asked. She downloaded the app. She heard us mention the show on Saturday was about rental properties and LLC. And she said our podcast goes from June 11th to June 6th. She can't find the June 9th show. James, as soon as we're off the air, is going to work on fixing that. But you put a link on.
Right. Look, we're in a thousand different mediums here, and I found one where the podcast did show up. It was through our Podomatic feed. Podomatic's its own little app, and anyway, you can piggyback off of that. Here's what I did. I took the link to Saturday's episode, and I commented on the Facebook Live video because Patricia over here commented on the Facebook Live feed that we've got going right now. Hey, Patricia, how you doing? She says, hi, Gregory and James. The podcast from Saturday is not showing up on your website. So here it is. Boom. There it is. Winning at Life weekly wrap from June 9th, 2018. It is now in the comment section. You know what? I'm just going to make it its own post as well. So that will solve that. If you want to find Saturday's episode, I'll fix it after the show at some point. But in the meantime, it is available. Just go to the Facebook feed for Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, and it will be the first thing that pops up. This is like the Bermuda Triangle of podcast episodes. This is the missing from Saturday's show. And publish. Done.
Okay, we've got about 8-9 minutes left in the show. 504-260-0995, or shoot us some more questions through texting us through the Winning at Life app as well.
I believe we had a cliffhanger.
So I gave the scenario where you've built up $100,000 in your life and cash value life insurance. From it could be universal life, indexed universal life, variable, do it. We're just not fans of that. And whole life insurance.
Term life will not, right?
Term life insurance does not build cash value in there. So don't go ask, well, how much can I get out of my term policy? Well, just maybe the unused premium that's maybe paid ahead at the moment. That's about it. But in this cash value policy, now you've built up $100,000. What's your cost basis? The premiums paid in. So let's say you've paid in $50K, but now you've got $100,000 and you've borrowed most of that out. Your tax liability, if you let the policy expire, is on the $50,000 in gains. But if you die, what is your liability? The answer is none. Why? Because the death benefit just washed away that money you borrowed out of the policy. Paid off the interest, it paid off the loan, which you had borrowed most of the money out of it, and $50,000 of it was gains that is taxable by the IRS. And what was the great thing that made it go away? The tax-free death benefit. Now, with that said, to me, that's like, wow. It's just like you could go buy a term policy for dimes and nickels on the dollar and buy a bunch of it and die, and it leaves a tax-free death benefit. You know, Ed Slott, you know, one of the IRA guru experts, he's one of my favorite coaches that I use, because I'm a member of his Master Elite Advisor organization there. And it's just, I'm just a member of that group. And by going through that for years and years, that's one reason I know so much of this stuff there. But one of the things he says, you know, you don't have to inherit that tax infested IRA, you know, because you could take premiums or RMDs or distributions from that and buy life insurance that leaves a giant tax-free death benefit for your spouse. He said, why would she want some tax-infested, nasty thing like that? She could just defer that on to the kids, and she takes that all nice, clean, tax-free money. Remember, it's another way to think about it. But if you've already picked up on this, like, gosh, I could build cash value, I could borrow out the gains, and then when I die, it washes it out. Yeah. What if you did that purposefully, build up a lot of gains in a policy that you borrow out over a long period of time, and it just keeps doing that? And then when you die, all that money borrowed goes away. Wow. And because of one thing, it's a tax-free death benefit.
Yeah, it sounds like gray area, or it sounds like a loophole, or it sounds like an accident, but I can't find any chinks in this armor here. That it still behaves like life insurance. It's still sold by life insurance companies. They're still using the principal and reserves dollar for dollar. You know, it's still functioning as life insurance, but we found a way to get some gains and very tax-efficient manner.
Yeah, don't feel you're hurting the life insurance companies. They've done pretty well with this system. Now, don't go worrying about them. And I know we had a caller ask a question. Well, what if they don't pay? Well, I've never seen one not pay. I you know, that's the whole thing, is they're going to pay. That's what makes it all work.
If not, call the
cops.
They
keep paying.
And call the cops.
Pay.
Right?
Now, if you go murder somebody like your spouse and expect to get the death benefit, I don't think that's going to work for you. They throw people in jail for doing that, and insurance companies aren't going to pay if a crime was committed to get that. So just want to clarify that.
Well, and if you're on the other side of that, if you're thinking about committing a crime against your parents, that also could exempt you from the forced heirship laws in Louisiana. So that's another negative to trying to kill your old man.
Yeah, that gets the parents out of the forced heirship right mm-hmm. there instantly.
And you don't even have to complete the act. It's just if you even attempt to take out your old man. There you go. State of Louisiana remembers.
So there are some really cool creative things you can do with that financial tool. Had a discussion today. Fellow's wanting to talk about life insurance. He's got, you know, a bunch of term insurance that's about to run at its end of its period. Now, it's not going to expire. It's just going to go up in price. So he wanted to talk about what is his options. He has no debt, pretty good bit of money built up, not ready to retire, but his wife's the beneficiary. And we talked about, you know, cash value life insurance being an alternative. You can go back and buy more term, requalify, get a better rate than what the renewal rate is. And then I also came up, I said, well, how much money can you save a year? And he told me, he says, you know, I can save about 30 something thousand a year. He makes pretty good money.
Good for him.
So it's working for him. Kids are gone. So he said, yeah, I don't have to pay for the kids no more or anything. They're finished schooling and all that. And I said, well, what if we could, and he's wanting to retire in about 8 years. And I said, what if we could do two things with this? Keep this life insurance going that you need for right now, and then we turn this into a tax-free income generating machine for retirement. And I don't need all that money that you have available to save to do that. Well, how long would I do it? I said, you probably need to put it away for about 5 years, and then we turn on income in 10 years, and it just will run for decades. I can show you analysis on that. He kind of liked the idea. He said, well, is that something you can provide to me that I could read through everything? I said, absolutely. In fact, I would insist upon it.
How do you know all this stuff? Are you some kind of financial advisor or something?
It's my day job. You know, I've been doing this for most of my adult life. I didn't just decide to do this a few years ago. I was a big fan of compound interest when I was young, and now I enjoy helping people grow their money, protect it. How can we find ways to generate multiple streams of income at different levels of taxation? Some are going to be ordinary tax, like your pre-tax 401k money. It's coming out as ordinary income. Roth money comes out as tax-free. What about 7702? Or about the topic that we were just discussing? How about more tax-free income? I can help you find where you are on the path. We can find out how that destination might look like. What's your risk number? How is all this going to correlate? What you have to do to get help is call. Just call our office, 504-832-9200. Have a fun visit. WinningAtLife.com, GregoryRicks.com.
All right. Remember, our next live event is coming up July 10th. It's just a month away, and it's for men and women. If you're looking for a financial advisor, start there. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Your home for the New Orleans Pelicans. News Talk 99.